It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we've looked back on the Stanley Cup run for Zach Whitecloud and the Vegas Golden Knights last year. Associate Head Coach Travis Winter joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Zach Whitecloud became Bemidji State's second Stanley Cup winner last year, winning the Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights. It didn't take BSU's coaching staff very long to see that Zach Whitecloud was going to be a special player. Associate Head Coach Travis Winter.
Honestly, Schultz, it was probably the first practice. Your freshman, you never quite know what you're going to see. And you have a lot of anticipation and excitement. And I remember we were at the city rink because the ice wasn't in yet at the Sanford Center. And about halfway through our first practice, Tom skates over to me. We looked at each other, and we both had that look. Like, I think we got a pretty good defenseman here. And, we were excited at that moment. And then once we started playing games, obviously, you could see that what we saw that day was for real.
So what separated Zach from any other really good player?
Well, Zach had the right approach to the game, the right approach to his development. He was a very serious kid. He paid attention to his diet, his nutrition, his off-ice workouts, his on-ice workouts. He wanted to watch video every day. So you could see he had the preparation and the approach that it takes to be a highly successful player and to play at that level. And when you just do the things he did continuously every day, it's no surprise that he got to where he is.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.